This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, Troyer will be sitting right here in this chair in about 7 minutes. 8 minutes. He's revving to go out of the gate. A young, smart, liberty-loving whippersnapper. So get ready for that. Please, turn it into a ritual of victory. To spread the audio and video and podcast links. You'll find at InfoWars.com to everybody you know. And it's incredible. When you get involved with one of these live events we do, you send out the link, InfoWars.com/show, or tell people to go to InfoWars.com and, you know, find the URL to be able to watch these special events we do. It's amazing. Also, a lot of affiliates, radio stations, TV stations, cable stations, end up picking up these special events as well. So, that's why I'm going to more and more script this out more when we know there are big events coming up. Have a calendar this month out telling you when we're going to be live, when special events are going to be taking place. That's going to be the next level to InfoWars, the supplying event coverage to stations out there across the country. Now, before I go any further, I wanted to mention this just because I see things like this, and it makes me really, really angry. Study finds Subway chicken only contains about 50% chicken. DNA test shows the rest is filler. That's a report out of Fox News. It's all over the place. Well, Subway's also been caught basically putting like plastic fillers, so is McDonald's, in their products. And the point is, when the public gets mad, they end up taking it out or changing it. It shows being involved, being informed is smart. It makes a better world. Now, they would just like to call you a conspiracy theorist when you think for yourself. A recent study conducted by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has found that the sandwich chain's chicken meat contains only about 50% chicken DNA, or about half as much as fresh chicken from a supermarket. Yes, it's fillers. There's five things you need to know about it. Here's the bigger issue. It's not just them. I'm in the supplement industry. We fund our operation to a great extent by high-quality supplements at InfoWarsLife.com. And I want to do some special reports where we show you, we've done it before, the test, the companies we're using, what we do, what we go through to get pure ingredients. We don't put fillers in our products. We don't. Most people want slick packaging, incredible advertising, and nothing but profit, and then they'll put just absolute crap in it, and people wonder why our supplements are so good. They also wonder why sometimes stuff's sold out for a month, 2 months, 6 months, like the new Deep Cleanse, especially we've got running for 50% off. That's been sold out for months because it's got so many herbal ingredients in it that are concentrated that it's very hard to get them all at California standards. California basically has standards so high, it's almost impossible to find a lot of stuff that's perfectly clean, but we still do it. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Sometimes we can no longer find an ingredient that passes California standards, and we'll just change the formulation if we have to. So that's our commitment to you, is to give you the very best we can. And nobody's perfect, but InfoWarsLife products are amazing. We would never put fillers in something. In fact, that's why some of our products are discounted, like Brain Force or things like Knockout. But people say, well, why is this only a third full of pills? Because we're not going to have it 50% filler and just give you more pills. There's no fillers in those products. And it's $19.95. The leading competitor has melatonin for the same price, the same dose. We have eight other ingredients in there, like valerian root, you name it. And it's $19.95. Now, it's only got 30 capsules in it. But, I mean, you know, 30 capsules of another brand would be $60. I mean, these are high quality, folks. So sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter so we can stay in touch with you. We're going to send out a promo code today for 50% off Deep Cleanse at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Sign up for the newsletter at the bottom of the shopping cart or at the bottom of InfoWars. It's all over the place. Get informed now, and also pass these emails forward because they're full of videos and articles and more. Owen Schroyer's coming up for the next 55 minutes, and then we'll see you back tonight, Lord willing, 7 o'clock Central, for the kickoff of pre-coverage of Trump's big speech.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to try a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life guaranteed. Try it free by texting FLO to 797979. Text FLOW to 797979. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and get your free bottle by texting FLO to 797979. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Text FLOW to 797979.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Show, fourth hour, and guys, we've got a lot of great specials. Alex was just talking about the specials we have on InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, he's so excited about the specials, we can't even get him out of the studio. Alex, I think you're back there. You want to talk about these products a little more?
Sure. I wasn't really clear. I just said I want to come back on, and what I really wanted to do was thank the listeners, the viewers, in the last week and a half, helping us come back at least a third of the way in the deficit that we're projecting for the year. Because Google banned us through Adderall being able to advertise on the internet. So a lot of the first and second hour was about massive censorship that's intensifying openly. It's because they're desperate. It's because they're losing. I didn't really come on to plug the specials anymore. Those are ending tomorrow. I just wanted to thank all the listeners and viewers for really coming through. Because, you know, I genuinely got pissed off last week because it's hard to raise money to run this. I want to fight the globalists. I want to kick their ass. And so I'm going to say I got depressed. I got in a really nasty mood last week because I'm so sick of all this crap and, you know, treating us like garbage and, you know, trying to ban anybody that is an establishment and all the lies about Trump and just all of it. I'm so sick of it. And so it's just so good that the listeners, again, when I say they are the info war, they're the resistance of every race, color, creed, we're all human beings, of every religion all over the world that want freedom, that believe in humanity. I'm not just kissing your butt or patronizing when I say you're the resistance, you're the reason we're successful. I'm ashamed of the stuff I do half the time. We have some, you know, great moments. The crew does a great job. But the point is, at least I'm trying, and I, you know, have goodwill towards people. So don't thank me when you call in, folks. I want to thank you for everything you do and putting up with us and your incredible support and kicking the globalist asses. And it just lets them know, no matter what they do, if it's God's will, and if God's with us, you know, who can stand against us, that we're going to move forward and take action, and we're having providence come back in. Doesn't mean you're some Bible thumper. It just means you love God, you want to be good, you want to say no to evil. It doesn't want you to admit all that exists, because once you don't declare providence and say you want God in your life, the evil comes into that vacuum. So big things are happening. I know you got a lot to cover. This amazing crew right here, just humbling the entire InfoWars crew, everything we're doing, next level. And so it's just so exciting. I mean, look at Paul Watson. Second biggest guy on YouTube now. And I'm not just talking about political. I mean, he's gigantic. And that's something that came out of the info war. And, you know, we're looking for more people that are going to want to fight the globalists. And it's just an exciting thing. You know, you people don't join info wars, that we have spurred so many other people to join the fight against tyrants, to take action. You know, Paul only has 517,000 followers, but he has more impressions than the millions and millions of followers at BBC, because those are fake and those are zombies. Those aren't real people. It's the same thing. You know, I used to go on a little Christian station for like an hour here and there, say in Florida or New York or wherever, do an hour-long interview and plug DVD sales of a film that I was reviewing. That's how we funded ourselves early on. And I might sell 200 DVDs an hour on some little mom-and-pop station. You know, I just mentioned the film. I'd go on Fox News, mention my website, even mention a film, I'd sell 5 copies. Okay, supposedly the biggest thing out there. They're not. A bunch of zombies watching. It's a joke. The whole hoax is coming down, and it's great to be here with you and everybody else. So I want to thank the viewers and listeners for everything they've done and kicking the globalist ass and never giving in and never giving up. And I want to encourage everybody to email their friends, their neighbors, their family, their community, and send that link out, Infowars.com/show, for tonight's coverage, 7 to 10 Central. Trump will be on at 8 o'clock with his historic speech to Congress. Because, again, if you're watching or listening, you are the resistance. Back to Owen Schroyer.
That's Alex Jones. Again, he will be back tonight, 7:45 Central. We will be doing our coverage of Trump's address to Congress. And, you know, Alex sends me on the road, and people always come up to me. They say, thank you so much. Tell Alex, thank you so much. We love you guys. What can we do for you? I've even had people, I'm not exaggerating, try to shove cash into my pocket when I'm out on the road. Of course, I reject that. And so if you want to know how you can thank Alex, if you want to know how you can pay it forward, all you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Buy the products. These are great products. You're going to fund the InfoWar. You're going to help us grow this organization, this broadcast. We're going to expand. We're going to get bigger. And you're going to be a part of it. You're the reason why we get bigger when you go onto our website and fund us. So if you want to know how you can thank Alex Jones, go buy his products, folks. And let's be perfectly honest. Maybe you're watching MSNBC and you get a little triggered. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Purchase a product that'll be a nice little sock into the mainstream media's face. So we've got the mainstream media against Trump. We've got the mainline establishment politicians against Trump. And this was a story from Yahoo. Larry Summers is worried about enormous damage to the economy. Oh, now Larry Summers is worried. It's, you know, he's only been serving this country for over a decade with Clinton and Obama. But now, see, now Larry Summers is worried. Trump hasn't even been in office, but what? A month? And now Larry Summers, just conveniently worried. In a wide-ranging interview in his offices at Harvard University, Harvard, what do you expect? And then, of course, the liberal students buy everything he says. Summers called the new administration pronouncements on trade, for instance, wildly irresponsible and potentially very dangerous. Excuse me, Larry. Remember those trade agreements that you made with the Clinton administration? How did that turn out to be? Oh, wildly irresponsible. Potentially dangerous. And then you got Trump coming in, who just wants to lower taxes and make fair trade. But that, according to Larry Summers, is wildly irresponsible and potentially very dangerous. Yes, so dangerous so dangerous that you might pay less taxes, folks. I mean, can you imagine? Unbelievable. Summers, of course, the former president of Harvard, was Treasury Secretary during the Clinton administration, and when he was the director of the National Economic Council, he was also the chief economic advisor for President Obama. So again, he's been serving. He knows the economy. He's worked with governments, whether it be Clinton or Obama, but now Trump gets in and there's a problem. It's all Trump's fault, even though Trump has only been in for a month. Well, you see, folks, but this is how it goes. Anytime something goes wrong from here on out, it's Trump's fault. Oh, there's racial division in this country. It must be Trump's fault. It wasn't Obama who was in office for 8 years spewing the rhetoric of division. No, 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 no. It's Trump. They told me on CNN. This is a quote from Summers. At this point, the details of tax legislation haven't been spelled out. Yeah, they have. You can check his tax plan. It's on DonaldJTrump.com. At this point, the details of what's going to replace Obamacare have not been spelled out. And you know what we're finding out about this Obamacare? Obviously, Jerome Corsi wrote a great story at Infowars.com. But this is such an economic hostage situation now, folks. This has been such an economic disaster that now they're to a point where they feel like they can't retreat because it's such a disaster, because they're having to pull all these funds from these different agencies. So they don't know what to do. And then on the other side, of course, they've got to keep the virtue signaling going, saying, but look at all the health care we're providing people. Oh, yes. It goes on. There's been a lot of attitude, but not yet a clear indication of what the new trade policies are going to be. Again, I'm just curious, where is Larry Summers? Has he been paying attention at all what the new trade policies are going to be? I think Donald Trump has said America first 100 times, 200 times, 300 times, Larry Summers. But you know what? He's not sure what those new policies are going to be. He, for some reason, cannot hear it when Trump says America first. We haven't yet seen a budget proposal from the new administration. So here's Summers, folks, ripping on Trump and his administration. This guy served under the Obama administration, which doubled the national debt. I'm going to sit here and get lectured by Larry Summers about Trump being dangerous for the economy. He served under Obama that doubled the national debt. See, this is why Alex gets so frustrated, folks. This is such bullcrap. I mean, this guy is the pot calling the kettle black here. And he does it right in front of your face, and he thinks you're so stupid. I mean, look at this. Donald Trump has already cut the debt $20 billion down. Now, this is like pennies into a wishing well here. It's like nothing. The debt is so big. But again, Summers tells you that Trump is the problem. He served under Obama that doubled the national debt. You want to talk about wildly irresponsible and potentially very dangerous? How about that, Larry Summers? But see, you didn't have a problem with it then, right? No, 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 no. He goes on, I think the Obamacare changes run the risk of both raising health care costs and leaving millions of people without health insurance. Wow. Exactly what Obamacare did. So, I mean, whatever. Okay, so let's say that you repeal Obamacare and then health care costs go up and millions of people don't have health insurance. Well, then that'd be the exact same result you got from implementing Obamacare, wouldn't it? So again, why do you have a problem with it now? And then you've got these people like John Boehner coming out here trying to tell you, oh, well, they can't do anything about it. You know, if I was Trump, I would just, this is what I always say. Did we not have health care before the Affordable Care Act? Was there no health insurance before Obamacare? No, there was. And in fact, I am one of the people that actually, because of Obamacare, originally didn't have health insurance because I wasn't going to pay into that. I believed it was unconstitutional and against my religion. How do you like that? But he says that if you get rid of Obamacare, millions will leave the health insurance industry. Well, guess what? That already happened with Obamacare. And those raising health care costs that you're so concerned about, Summers, those came with Obamacare, buddy. But again, if Trump wants to do something about health care, it's terrible. If Trump does anything with the economy, it's wildly irresponsible and potentially very dangerous. But when Summers comes in with an unconstitutional Affordable Care Act under the Obama administration, it's okay. When Summers comes in with the Obama administration and doubles the national debt, that's not wildly irresponsible or dangerous. Sure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Support this broadcast. We'll be right back with more. Owen Schroyer filling in on the Alex Jones Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
So Obamacare is an absolute failing disaster.
The war is over.
Jerome Corsi has written about the most recent findings with the Obamacare disaster on InfoWarsStore.com. there's a deficit, they can't find the money, so they're basically just going to steal it from anybody and everyone who they can, and they think they can get away with all of it. And, you know, I'm thinking about this, all of these welfare programs that we have, all these handouts, now it goes into healthcare. I mean, eventually, folks, they're going to make it, the government is basically a charity organization now. So they're going to make charity, they're going to basically price charity out. You're going to have so many charitable donations through the taxes with the government. In fact, you already do, really, if you really wanted to get down to it. But I mean, they're just going to go ahead and tax charity out of existence. I think that that's what they want. Of course, you look at who gives to charities, it's usually conservatives, but that's neither here nor there. Here's one man who claimed he was a conservative while he was in office, and it turns out now that George Bush is proudly flying the globalist flag now. And he's coming out against Trump in a story from Politico. George W. Bush, I don't like the racism and name calling under Trump. Wow, who would have thought that George Bush was a special little snowflake after all? What is it David Knight calls him? Shrub? I kind of like that. Shrub, George Shrub, doesn't like the racism and name calling under Trump. You know, I got to be honest, a lot of the older conservatives that I know, I'm 27 years old, and the people that I used to work with that were in their 40s, 50s, and 60s that were conservatives, for the most part, liked George Bush. For the people that were under 40 and conservative, they might not necessarily have liked George Bush, but they didn't look at him like he was a bad guy. They thought that overall he was probably a good president. It's now reached a point where the conservatives that I would speak to that were big fans of George Bush, they thought that he was a great president. They can't stand him now, folks. He's completely tarnished his own name, his own reputation by flying the flag of the globalists. Look, George, all Donald Trump is doing is putting a message of America first. And the fact that you can't get behind that, I think, shows your true colors. Former President George W. Shrub says he dislikes the racism, name-calling, and people feeling alienated under Donald Trump's presidency. Well, the only people that would feel alienated are the ones that would be here breaking the law, to which you would naturally feel a little bit of discomfort if you were a lawbreaker. But this is all twisted, spun, and then put on a pedestal by the mainstream media. George Bush says that the current political climate in Washington is pretty ugly. Again, though, who are you blaming this on? See, when Obama was president and all of this stuff was going wrong, what did the Obama supporters say? Well, that was Bush's mess. That was Bush's fault. He's got to clean up after Bush. Bush, 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 Bush. Shrub, 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 shrub. But now Trump is president and nothing is Obama's fault, see? It's all Trump's fault. And the weird dynamic here actually is, folks, if you really want to get down to the psychological aspect of this, Trump has been the president for a year. Okay? Donald Trump was my president a year ago. In fact, whether you believed he was going to win or not, no matter what you thought the upcoming election results were going to be, Donald Trump was already the president, folks. He was in every living room, every day, on every news station, 24/7. He was the guy. He's been the president for over a year. So that's why they can come out and say, it's Trump, it's Trump, it's Trump. Even though he's only been in office for a month, it's felt like he's been in office for a year because he's been that dominant. So that explains that, at least in my view. People asked Bush whether Trump's proposed travel ban targeting several predominantly Muslim nations poses a threat to the Bush Center's work. To which the former president responded, now that you mention it, it might bother me, but we'll figure out how to bring them over. Really? I quote, now that you mention it, it might bother me, but we'll figure out how to bring them over. Can you imagine if George W. Shrub made that comment on September 12th, 2001? I'm just curious how you think that would go over. We'll bring them over no matter what, George Bush says after September 11th. It gets even worse from the Bush family, folks. And again, their true colors are showing. It turns out that these people are raging anti-Americans, maybe even eugenicists. Bush daughter set to headline Planned Parenthood fundraiser. Speaking of eugenicists, it's not like the Bush family has any Nazi ties. Barbara Bush will give the keynote address for the abortion giant at an annual luncheon in Fort Worth. Proceeds will go to providing funds for abortions and other services. Barbara is cozy with the Planned Parenthood CEO, Cecile Richards. She referred to a Planned Parenthood as an exceptional organization. Tickets to the luncheon are $150 a pop, $20,000 for a group of 10. So how do you like that? The Bush family promoting abortion. Thanks, George Bush. Thanks, Barbara Bush, for showing your true colors, you anti-American scum. Alex Jones Show, we'll be right back on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you? Owen Sawyer here, the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. And, you know, we just got done talking about the Bush family, to which I can't stand. In fact, I love it when I'm out and I'm at the Trump protest. And I'll be trying to talk to people and they'll figure out I'm a Trump supporter. And they'll be like, oh, but George Bush did that. George Bush did this, and he was here and that. And then I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, great. I don't like George Bush. And they freak out. They don't know what to do because it's like, wait a second. I actually have something in common with a Trump supporter? Oh, my God. I can't have something in common with a racist. This is impossible. I'm out here protesting Trump. Oh, I'm protesting wars. Donald Trump was against the Iraqi war, but I haven't read a book in 10 years. So, wait, you don't like Bush? Oh my God, oh wait, oh. I need to go home and I need to find a new sign. I need to write a new sign because if this guy doesn't like Bush, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, you know, I forgot to even mention these. I didn't even play get to these videos we're going to play. George Bush coming out again. They're just flying the flag of globalism now, folks, publicly in your face. This is the entire establishment power structure trying to leverage anything that they have left against Trump, even though the Bushes now are pretty much completely repudiated by the American electorate. They're still going to try to use whatever leverage they can out of the Bush family to try to use that against Trump. But Bush is coming out talking about Trump and Russia needing the Trump-Russia ties needing to be exposed. You know what, Matt? Do you have that video ready? Let's just go ahead and play that video.
You mentioned Vladimir Putin. So many questions about the contacts between Trump associates during the campaign and the Russian government. As a former president, would you like to see a special prosecutor appointed to look into this once and for all and give the American people answers?
Well, first of all, I think we all need answers. Whether or not the special prosecutor is the right way to go tonight, you're talking to the wrong guy.
Yeah,
I have great faith in Richard Burr, for example. He's the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Really good guy and an independent thinker. And, you know, if he were to recommend a special prosecutor, then it'd have a lot more credibility with me. But I'm really, you know, I've never been there. I'm not sure the right avenue to take. I am sure, though, that question needs to be answered.
Did you just hear that,
folks? It was only 8 or 9 months after.
Hold on a second. George Bush just said, hey, look, I'd be happy to make this appointment. I mean, this is a big deal, you know, but I'd be happy to make this appointment. It'd have a lot more credibility if it was me than anyone else. You know, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm saying that I'm the most credible person on earth. So, you know, put me in charge of that probe and I'll figure out whatever ties Trump has to Russia. You better believe it. I'm sure you will, Georgie Shrub. Of course, the funny thing is, wait, go ahead. Okay, yeah, so we've got another. So, but here's the deal. You know, I'm not even going to throw that clip because it doesn't matter. Our audience already knows this. But yesterday, folks, multiple members of our government went onto the Hill and said, there's no evidence. We have no ties. We can't prove anything. We have no hard evidence to offer you. Sorry. But that's because George Bush isn't involved. Oh, now I get it. See, they can't find any ties. It's not because there's none that exist. Obviously, they exist. The media told me all day long. I mean, I got Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters. I mean, I can trust those women. I mean, they are clearly stable. I mean, clearly Maxine Waters is stable, folks. Clearly Nancy Pelosi is not mentally deranged. These people are obviously with it all the time. But now I understand. See, the reason why we couldn't find the ties is because George Bush wasn't involved. So there it is. So George Bush, you know what, maybe we'll get him involved and we'll finally be able to find those ties. No, but really, this is such a joke. It's so pathetic. It's been such, I mean, again, when did these things start coming out? Okay, Trump and Russia. I mean, it's been pretty much every round heavyweight fight with the media trying to expose Trump and Russia for 4 months now? You had Obama say, I'm going to get a detailed investigation and I want the findings on my desk. I want them on my desk. Well, whatever happened to those findings? Did they ever reach your desk? Never heard about them. All these politicians, all this media apparently looking into these ties. All you found out was a fake pee-pee gate. But again, it's because George Bush isn't involved, folks. So we got it all figured out. George Shrub is going to get involved. But you know what? No, this is actually amazing. I really hope that George Bush and the Bush family continue to come out against Trump and expose themselves for who they really are. Because this is only going to bring America together. All the people out there who couldn't stand George Bush, he was part of the reason why Obama got in. So you got all these people out there, they hate George Bush, he's a warmonger, they get it, at least they think they get it. We can be on the same side with that issue. So if George Bush wants to keep coming out against Trump, guess what, George? You are going to unite America greater than you did on 9/11. Think about that. Remember that, folks, on 9/11, we all united behind the newfound patriotism that we were not going to let radical Islamic terror attack our way of life. Now, I don't think I need to sit here and talk about what InfoWars thinks about 9/11 and the events that took place there and the fake news that is the 9/11 Commission. But with Bush coming out against Trump, that's going to force all of the Trump constituents, all of the Trump supporters, many of which may have liked Bush, to come out and now repudiate George Bush, which will then have the people on the left who have always hated George Bush seeing the Trump supporters repudiating George Bush and then bringing them together on that playing field. Now, what might manifest as far as an election in 2020 from that, I'm not sure, but I think it's only a good thing. We've got the Trump-Pence 2020 t-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com, Trump-Pence 2020 t-shirts. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. But I really think that the Bushes coming out as pro-abortionists, as anti-Trumpers, fake news Russia, it's only going to intensify the Trump movement towards 2020. There it is. Trump-Pence 2020, keeping America great. And, you know, I've got these stories here, and Alex talked about briefly the Subway chicken or the Subway soy chicken, whatever it is. I'm going to start with this story because there's a lot of confusion here. This is a story from Yahoo, and I think you know exactly what the goal intended here is, and this is why Yahoo decided to run a story like this with this headline. This blogger had the best response to body shaming comments of her Instagram. So what you've got here, folks, is you've got this girl. You can see her here if you're a TV viewer. And she's one of these people that, you know, they think they're an Instagram model or whatever. They put a filter on a picture of themselves on a selfie, and all of a sudden they're a model. So that's fine. But anyway, so she thinks, you know, she's an Instagram model. And I'll get into the meat of this story. But basically, she used to be thin, used to be fit, and then she put on a bunch of weight. The television viewers can see this video, and she's showing it off. She's basically bragging about how she put on, like, I guess, I don't know how much weight she put on. I don't know if it's exactly in this story. But she's proud. She's proud about how she put all this weight on. Let's just get into the story. So, thanks in part to outspoken body advocates, we've made great strides towards greater body positivity and body acceptance in general. Yeah, I'm just supposed to accept a bunch of fat turds walking around. I'm just supposed to accept that. Now, actually, the truth of the matter is there's been kind of a reversal of this fortune in the last few years with health kind of trending, being healthier, being skinnier, kind of trending again. So I think people are actually into losing weight now. You look at the city of Houston, which used to be the fattest, they've actually lost some weight down there. So I give Houston credit. But it's funny because it's like the movie WALL-E. Is that supposed to be good? I mean, is it just, should I just be accepting when nobody can even walk anymore? They need a robot just to get up under their own power? No, I'm supposed to be accepting of that. That's body positivity. That's body acceptance. Hey, you're so unhealthy and overweight, you can't even walk around the grocery store on your own. You've got type 1 diabetes, and you're probably going to die by the time you're 50. I accept you. That is a positive body. And again, this comes from the body positive blogger Megan Jane Crabb that Yahoo decided to write about. Crabb posted a side-by-side photo comparison of herself embracing her weight gain and sharing how proud of it she was because it represented, and I've heard this, self-love that she had gained along the way. When I'm out talking to people that support abortion, they say they killed their babies and they did it in the name of self-love. Self-love. This is going to be like the Russian hacking thing. Whenever they do something that they know is morally or physically deteriorating to themselves, they're just going to call it self-love. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to, folks, it's just, you know where this heads. It's like suicide yourself for self-love, basically. Here are some of the captions. Wait, so you decided to ruin your body? She responds, no, I just stopped torturing myself every day for not fitting an image I was never supposed to be. Oh, I guess you were supposed to be fat then. I guess that's the image you imagined yourself supposed to be. But you look so much healthier to me before you were fat. That's funny. You look so much more intelligent to me before you equated health with weight and forgot that mental health is health too. See, I love this. Now look, this woman is clearly uninformed on the actual subject matter of health. Okay, you don't need to be a doctor to know that in general, not being overweight is more healthy. That doesn't mean that overweight people can't be healthy. There's a give and take. But if you don't think for one second that even being physically healthier doesn't attribute to mental health, You haven't done the research, folks. Trust me on that one. Trust me on that one. There's all kinds of studies that can equate to this. People who are in better shape have better self-confidence and then succeed more often. Okay? But for her, see, but this is the sad thing now. Now, she just decides that she wants to be fat and call it self-love and a social justice warrior routine. And what happens? The liberal media like Yahoo praises her for it. So is that what you want? You want your daughter to see some girl put on a bunch of weight and tell her that it was body positivity and a good thing for her health? Someone said, you could have stayed the same and loved your body. You didn't need to get fat. She said, I could have stayed the same and spiraled back into the eating disorder that almost killed me when I was 15. I could have kept starving myself and obsessively working out for hours every day. But it would not have led me to self-love. Aw. Well, yeah, I would actually agree. If you have an eating disorder and you're killing yourself to try to maintain an image that's impossible, yes, that is probably not good for self-love. You know what? I am a guy who likes to exercise. I usually work out about 6-7 days a week. But you know what? I'm never going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, okay? It's just never going to happen. And I'm not going to get depressed over it. I'm not going to get fat because I can't look like Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was an Olympian or whatever, bodybuilding champion. And it's, but here's the thing. So again, if you just go back to this image real quick, this is the thing about this, folks. You know, I'm not saying that you have to sit here and starve yourself to be skinny. No, 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 no. But if you don't think for one second that physical health is just as important as mental health, or you don't understand how both of them coalesce together as an overall overarching body of health, then you're just missing the picture altogether. So look, here, for this blogger, why don't you go ahead, you can eat fast food the rest of your life, quit exercising in the name of self-love, and you're going to be 300 pounds by the time you're 40 or 45 years old. See how much self-love you have for yourself then. See, you'll be lucky if you can get anyone else to love you. But maybe, you know what, you're going to have so much self-love on yourself that you put it back into your body, you're not going to have enough love to give it to anyone else, probably. You're so obsessed with yourself, apparently. But what does this all come down to, folks? So you've got both sides of the issue. You've got the people that freak out, that'll starve themselves just to have their rib cage showing. But as Alex talked about, you've got the Subway chicken that's only 50% chicken, okay? Now, Subway said this in their statement. We are concerned by the alleged findings you cite with respect to the proportion of soy content in our chicken strips and oven-roasted chicken breast. They only contain 1% or less of soy protein. Okay. So, what is the other 50%, folks? Subway says it's not soy. DNA tests say it's not chicken. You know what it is? It's self-love. 50% chicken, 1% soy. 49% self-love. So Subway will serve you a yoga mat plastic in the bread, and they'll serve you a little self-love mixed with soy and claim that it's chicken. And Michelle Obama will endorse the whole thing in the name of liberalism and making yourself healthier. You know, I wonder how Michelle Obama would feel about the body positivity thing when she practically tries to starve students with her lunch program. But this is a health problem, folks. It really is. Millennial bowel cancer crisis. Young people are 4 times more likely to develop the disease than previous generations due to their terrible diets. You see what's going on here? You don't have to look like a supermodel. You need to take care of yourself. That's what it's all about. And if you take care of yourself, you don't need to bust your ass working out for hours every day. You don't need to bust your ass to make sure that everything you eat, you know, is grass-fed or organically grown. No, just be health-conscious. Read the ingredients. Don't go to eat fast food every day. Unprecedented numbers of young people are being diagnosed with bowel cancer due to poor diets and lack of exercise. No, no, no. It's self-love. It's bowel cancer because of self-love. But we already seen the studies. When you eat fast food, what is it, like for 10 straight days, if you eat fast food, you kill all the good living organisms in your digestive system. So what happens then? Your body can no longer digest properly. Then what happens? You get bowel cancer. So this is a nasty cyclical thing here that needs to be stopped. And self-love, body positivity isn't the answer. Ignoring the health issues that come with unhealthy diets and lack of exercise is not self-love, is not the answer. The study warns the data should be a warning sign that this generation faces an epidemic of digestive diseases and suggests we should beginning screening people in their 20s. Now, you do hear something like this. You say, oh, this is just the healthcare industry trying to make more money off of us. But we know that these studies are real because we've already seen the effects in the gut when you eat nothing but fast food. Educational campaigns are needed to alert. This is an actual statement. I forget who made this statement, but educational campaigns are needed to alert clinicians and the general public about this increase to help reduce delays in diagnosis, which are so prevalent in young people, but also to encourage healthier eating and more active lifestyles to try to reverse this trend. No, I just say we have self-love. Look, we live in a modern society, folks, okay? Why do you think breast cancer rates are up? Why do you think, you know, infant mortality rate? I mean, it's all changing. All autism, all of this is changing. What else is changing? We're getting more vaccines. Our diets are changing. Our sleep patterns are changing. The light that we see every day is changing. Most people don't get actual natural sunlight anymore. They just get the fake light. This is all happening at the same time, and it all is negatively impacting our health. And just ignoring it and saying, oh, I love my body anyway. As long as I have self-love, I'll be fine. No, you're probably going to get diabetes and die of bowel cancer. InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we stay healthy. Check out the products. We'll be back. Final segment, Alex Jones Show.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up, order what you need, stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know, I just figured it out, folks. I just figured out, and this is why it bothers me. You know, this girl on Instagram gains a bunch of weight, puts the self, you know, normally in every other situation, it's like, hey, I used to be out of shape and unhealthy. Now look at me. I'm in shape. I'm healthier. I'm smiling more. My body image is better. Everything, you know, mental health, everything is better. But no, this girl takes to Instagram and does the exact opposite. But I realize what it is now, and this is why it's so frustrating, folks. Being in shape, eating healthy, is not easy. It's not. It takes a little bit of effort. It does. This, all this girl does, and this is what infuriates me so much about people. This is a lazy person. That's what this is to me. This is, you know what? It's hard to stay in shape. It's hard to eat healthy. I don't have time for that. I just don't want to work hard. It's too hard for me. I want to take the easy way out. So that's the real psychological process that goes down here. And you can equate this to many other situations and circumstances in life. But this is the psychological process. It's too hard. It's too hard. But they don't want to publicly admit that that's what's going on. She doesn't want to publicly go on Instagram and say, it's too hard to stay in shape, so I'm just going to be fat. No, instead she says, because she doesn't want to admit that she's just lazy and it's too hard to stay in shape. So instead she just says, it's about self-love. It's about body positivity. No, it's about you're a fraud and you're lazy, okay? So don't sit here and put out some false narrative like you're happier with yourself because you gained a bunch of weight. This is all fake. This is a total facade. You know that she's pissed she gained weight. She knows that she looks better when she's skinny. Everybody knows she looks better when she's skinny. But she doesn't want to look skinny because it's too hard, and she just says self-love, that's why I'm fat. This is the easy way out. This is the social justice warrior, modern-day liberal easy way out. Just give up and then say it's a social justice warrior movement. Now, again, folks, if you want to lose weight, we have products at InfoWarsStore.com that can help you do that. For me personally, I know that it's not meant as a weight loss formula. And again, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not making any official statements. But for me, Nascent Iodine takes care of everything. It gives me more energy in the morning. It makes me more motivated. It makes my head clearer when I wake up. I can think clearer. This is the best product we have, folks. How much is it right now, Nascent Iodine? $22. For $70, you can have Nascent Iodine for your family for a year. I guarantee you, after 1 year of your family doing a drop or two of Nascent Iodine every morning, it's just going to be a world of difference. The house will be healthier. The conversations will be more enlightening. Everybody will be working harder. It's just amazing. And, you know, here's another story. I was talking about our modern society, and there's all these things that come with it that are detrimental to our health. And sure, we use technology to kind of counteract some of these things that come with us. And we have some of these technologies at InfoWarsStore.com. But judge orders California to release papers discussing risk of cell phone use. Now, we've already talked about this. We've covered this ad nauseum. But there's another angle to this story. California could have to hand over some documents it tried to keep under wraps. And there's the key, folks, right here. Why is the state of California trying to maintain secrecy about studies that could show significant risk of cell phone use? On Friday, a Superior Court judge ordered the state to release papers discussing the risk of cell phone use. Again, you have to ask yourself, why wouldn't they immediately release this stuff? Who funded this stuff? My guess, it was a taxpayer. But the state refused to hand them over when requested by a director. And now Joel Moskowitz, a PhD, is threatening to sue. He actually has sued the state of California. We need to see these documents, folks. We already know what's happening with the cell phone use. There's radiation everywhere. We have an item at InfoWarsStore.com, the pocket shield, the pocket protector from all the radiation coming off your cell phone. So I just had to bring that to your attention. But why is California hiding these results? What do they want you not to see? We're going to have more tonight. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 p.m. Central. The address by Donald Trump is going to be coverage live by Alex Jones, 7 p.m. Central, InfoWars.com/show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. InfoWarsStore.com. Support this broadcast.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.